everything you engage steadily has the capacity to give you a way of life. And you see so many strange moments.
So don't be very comfortable.
I'm serious. Maybe today's title of today's sermon is equipping you for the world outside there.
And I'm just going to share this also from my little experience while I wasn't so. And you also find children in God. I mean, sincere, genuine, fervent children in God. I mean, people that are seeking God the way you're seeking God. So immediately you spot those like those secret alliance. I remember there was a time when I also find the party, just want, if you even come and preach, and I go to themselves, they're not interested in anything. You also find those ones. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we know that as we engage you, because what we are engaging also, there is power behind it. There's power behind it. Do you get my point? There's power behind it. It's not, you know, I've said it this before. It's we are most stupid reason to stay back here because we're running away from our struggles. Like that's the most silly reason to be here. Do you get that? Well, not say we are not ready yet. Amen. Many things, how many of us are enjoying the harvest of the process? This Bible is not this Bible. It's a sure that Bible is not up to you. No, we have called the name of the Bible. God is good, right?
Yes.
And we love Jesus. Have you?
Yes.
And so when you find those that look like you, create an alliance. Create an alliance. Enjoy their company. Don't there's somebody that can disrupt you in isolation. Find alliance. Meaning don't be alone. Don't be the only believer that you know. Do you get my point? There's somebody, there's something that can disrupt that your belief in isolation. Many of us, the only reason why we survive those type of places is because of the company we have. There's a group of boys that are ganging up against you. I'm sure you won't know. Because in your isolation, you might think you're sufficient. But when you find your company, you will get a lot in covering. You get my point? You find somebody to pray with you. Find someone that is praying for you. You find somebody you can share with. Because if you don't have it, there's a way it can weigh on you. You can share what you know, what you believe. Everything around is just an anti. So you need to stressfully find your company. That's why you go for fellowship where it is. If you go to university and you don't go to fellowship, I already know that you are already signed to backslide. I'm serious. You've already signed that this woman into our top life. Go and start God after university. Yeah. There's a tendency to think that you are the only people that actually look for your company. Look for those that are serving, that you can call the name of the Lord with. Do you get my point? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, I think we can come back. And I think my time is over. Now, many of us have been blessed. Does anybody have any questions? Do you have a question? Thank you, Jesus. Yes, please.
Take the battle to the gates of hell.
Amen.
the Lord will strengthen you to do great things.
Amen.
And you will take the battle to the gates of hell.
Amen.
You will not be intimidated.
Amen.
You will not see yourself as little.
Amen.
You will not see yourself as little.
Amen.
The Lord will empower you with boldness and with strength.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I call forth the resources for your greatness.
Amen.
I call forth the resources for your greatness.
Amen.
I remove the stumbling blocks. I remove the intimidations.
Amen.
I remove the obstructions.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I call forth the resources from heaven.
Amen.
On your behalf.
Amen.
I call for the resources of heaven.
Amen.
You would have great supply.
Amen.
To do great things.
Amen.
You will have great supply.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I commission you today for great things.
Amen.
Great things will look for you.
Amen.
Because you are the one commissioned to do great things.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say no more to yourself that you are undeserving. Say no more to yourself that these opportunities are not for you. I say that you are commissioned for great things.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I summon a push in the spirit.
Amen.
And we gather as a company that you belong to, and we push you into greatness.
Amen.
We push you into fulfilling all that God has written concerning you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will no longer withdraw.
Amen.
You will no longer withdraw.
Amen.
You will no longer withdraw.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will be able to do the things that God says you should do.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
We give you all the praise, Lord.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, I pray.
Amen.
Let's celebrate God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Oh, you have a question. Joshua, please. What's your question? Yes, Father.
My aunt is Yoruba teacher in school, and she taught us about reincarnation once. So are we meant to like believe in those stuff? Because she was like, those things are real. So are we meant to believe in reincarnation once? Yoruba stuff.
Amen.
Amen.
How many of you heard this question? Did you hear the question? Okay. And somebody, or does somebody want to attempt? Gift. Do you want to attempt? Okay. I'm coming.
So I feel I
So we are meant to know these things for knowledge sake, because we need them to pass exams. Thank you. We just need them to pass exams. That's all.
Amen.
Amen.
I said what you would like to say. I mean, what you would like
to say. Okay, praise God. Okay, so actually there are some things that even if you know them, they are sitting on me. So I'll use myself as an example. So I really praise God for Pastor Wara's message to me. So I used to be a very curious person, very inquisitive. So any small knowledge, I've gone tick down. Like, I don't know how to explain this. Okay, so there was a time before I came in, there was actually a time, a point in my life where I was reading some crazy books. Okay, so like I've read books of Enoch, I've read books of Moses, I've read the Testament of King Solomon, like I've read Grimoires. You know what Grimoires are? Okay, now so all this all this magic that they do and all that. So they have magic books and all that. I've read almost everything. Praise God. So that's what I was like. There are some things that you know and you start praying to start on learning. Like you have to start on learning them. Because right now I'm in my process of on learning them. Right now it's just like God is opening me the gates that I have to calm down and unlearn. So there are agents everywhere, and these agents, they are there to, you know, the demons know how curious you are. Praise God. So they want someone to come and ignite that in you, so you get the power. Praise God. So they know. Okay, why are you not being inquisitive about your chemistry books? Why are you the whole point is, they know what attracts you. They know young minds. They know we are always very curious about things that are not easy to get. Do you understand? They are not really close by. You understand? They know if you don't understand something on maths, you can easily ask your maths teacher. You get. But they know if you don't know things about spirit world, there's a possibility that you don't even believe your pastor because you believe this man is not insane. Praise God. So they want you to like go for that, like go on. So the best thing is just stay away from it. Just like shit, like go back. Do you understand? It's better than going close to it. Then after some time, you're not trying to support. Then the process is very stressful. Praise God.
Deeper than Bible, that is our only fact. that's our own knowledge. And that knowledge, it's okay if that knowledge contradicts. Yeah, because the question that you asked, what about reincarnation? There is scripture that addresses that. Yes, right. So, until you know that, your response, I would have loved it if your response was, this thing that Yoruba teacher said, what does the Bible say about it? Okay, right. So, once you go to what the Bible says about it, and once you have that understanding, let that then be your understanding. And then anybody can have a perspective. Just, okay, this one will never teach you anything, but this is what scripture says. Okay. So I see that, you know, something has changed in church culture that we need to get back, where we've sort of lost our reference for scripture. We've lost our... Before, people used to say, when I was young, when people used to say, the Bible says in the book chapter this and this, you know, but we've lost that. People just, everybody just restyling. You know, you won't understand, but trust me, when, if you got born again in 2002, it was way different. Nowadays, people just freestyle knowledge. Everybody just, you know, how many of you guys memorize scripture, right? You know, this kind of thing, right? So, you have to have the scripture inside your heart. It has to be your own knowledge. It is your own, your spiritual world. It is your own knowledge. And that has to be what guards your heart. That's the only thing that will guide your heart. And then when that thing is in your heart, nothing else can enter your heart, because that is what's keeping your heart. So if your heart is empty, something can enter it, which is what, you know, kind of what Pastor was saying, right? So the only way things can stay in your head and enter your heart is when actually, it's not that your heart is empty, it's that there's actually scripture in your heart that is keeping things from entering. So when you are hearing things, you are really hearing it with a sense of what you are saying is primitive. You understand? Right. So the answer to what you're saying is scripture, you know, the issue of reincarnation. So if you go to Hebrews, Hebrews 9. Right. Hebrews 9:27. I think you just read it then. Let's see. What does it say?
And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, judgment.
Amen. So, it's only once in a time, you're not dying two times, you're not dying three times, right? And after you die, it's judgment. Not even a judgment. You go to heaven, you go to heaven. So, all our ancestors, they're not coming back. So, the scripture, you see, in life, in many of the spiritual questions people have, they're actually scriptures that it's, because you need to read it, you need to really put it in your heart. And that's what guides your heart.
Scriptures, God is the author of life. So,
God sent Jesus Christ to die for you to save you from sin in this life. Okay? Then you died at an old age by God's grace. And then God now takes your life again and then say, go and live as a dog. Does that sound like a God? You understand? You get it. When you say that, so the idea of reincarnation just fits into how life is formed by scriptures. Because it is not you that decides, it's one deity or something. You get it. So, but how we know life is formed? God decides, like Jeremiah and result of it. It is God that puts a baby in a woman's womb and just that. So, is God now tired of creating new babies that will take? And even reincarnation emphasizes that a human is the soul, not the spirit. Just that. Reincarnation is like your soul is reborn. That's what he said. So, he emphasizes more that the person is his soul, but we know by scriptures that we are not spiritual, we are spiritual people with the soul. Because the soul is your, just your faculties, your mind, your emotions, your will, and all that. So when you see things like that, expand a little. Okay, they say I can be reborn, even if as a human being in another country. The question is it God that is reborning me? Or your grandma died, and you say your grandma will come back as your sister. Is it God that took your grandma's life? And then, was it in the process in heaven? Or was the one pregnant already? Then they took out the one in mommy's belly and then put your grandma. Again, does it align with the biblical patterns that we know? So, let that be your business. Anything you hear that you understand, ask first. What does the Bible say about this? If you can't find it, ask questions. Don't go and check it first. Don't let it be your first question. Ask. Okay, you have pastors in church. Ask them first. And then they'll point you out to the right source of information to get. Because Google, anybody writes it from Google. And even because the scripture doesn't make it correct. Do you understand? So don't let Google be your first point of call when you ask questions. Reach out to the pastor and then explain to you my scriptures.
Have to know what the Bible says about everything.
And I don't think an exercise you can give to yourself is memorizing scriptures. It involves that word I might need in my heart that I might want to say yes to. You can also retain a knowledge that is, can be accounted as a sin. So let's say if somebody tells you something, you will retain that knowledge. And it's against the knowledge of God. It's a sin. So the only way we can dispel knowledge is when there's another knowledge. Yeah, that's what Pastor Kevin said. Hallelujah.
Amen.